Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David Vincent of the 12th Hour Apostolic Chapter Attorney Congregation in the South of Dallas, Texas. Today is August 10th, 2017, or it is 8-19, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song and title. Living for Yahshua. Ezekiel 47, Yeah, Ezekiel 47. Alright, we're going to continue on this part 5. We're reading from Counsels on Health by Ellen G. White. And I feel a need to go on with this subject because Yahweh has given me my next subject to enter into. And that's the Levitic Kingdom will be our next series. And it's going to be the House of David restoring all things. And so let's go ahead and continue where we left off from our study yesterday. We're going to a new title today for our subject, the Responsibilities of the Church. Our sanitarium was erected to benefit suffering humanity, rich and poor, the world over. Many of our churches have but little interest in this institution. Notwithstanding, it has sufficient evidence that it is one of the instrumentalities designed of Yahweh to bring men and women under the influence of the truth and to save many souls. For the congregations that have the poor among them should not neglect their stewardship and throw the burden of the poor and sick upon the sanitarium. All the members of the several churches are responsible before Yahweh for the afflicted ones. They should bear their own burdens. If they have sick persons among them whom they wish to be benefited by the treatment, they should, if able, send them to the sanitarium. And doing this, they will not only be patronizing the institution that the Yahweh has established, but will be helping those who need help, caring for the poor as Yahweh requires us to do. It was not the purpose of Yahweh that poverty should ever leave the world, but the ranks of society were never to be equalized. For the diversity of the conditions which characterizes our race is one of the many by which Elohim has designed to prove and develop character. Many have urged with great enthusiasm that all men should have an equal share in the temporal blessings of the Yahweh. But this was not the purpose of the Creator. The Yahshua has said that we shall have the poor always with us, for the poor as well as the rich are the purchase of his blood. And among his professed followers, in most cases, the former serves him with the singleness of purpose, while the latter are constantly fastening their affections on their earthly treasures. And Yahshua is forgotten. The cares of this life and the greed for riches eclipse the glory of the eternal world. It would be the greatest misfortune that has ever befallen mankind if all were to be placed upon equality in their worldly possessions. Our Southern California Sanitarium. Physicians and ministers are to unite in an effort to lead men and women to obey Yahweh's commandments. They need to study the intimate relationship existing between obedience and health. Solemn is the responsibility resting upon the medical missionaries. They are to be missionaries in the true sense of the term, for the sick and the suffering, who entrust themselves to the care of the helpers in our medical institutions, must not be disappointed. They are to be taught how to live in the harmony with heaven, and they, as they learn to obey Yahweh's law, they will be richly blessed in the body and in spirit. This is the whole purpose of the sanitariums for anyone that has diseases. Anyone that has any kind of malfunctioning in the body, this is where they come to be healed. Literally, physically, and spiritually. Value of the outdoor life. for the advantage of our outdoor life must never be lost sight of. How thankful we should be that Yahweh has given us beautiful sanitarium properties of Paradise Valley and Glendale and Loma Linda. Out of the cities, this has been my message for you. We cannot expect the sick to recover rapidly when they are shut in within four walls in some city with no outside view, but houses, nothing to animate, nothing to end living. And yet how slow some are to realize that the crowded cities are not favorable places for the sanitarium work. Even in Southern California, not many years ago, there were some who favored the erection of a large sanitarium building in the heart of Los Angeles. And a lot of the instructions Yahweh had given, we could not consent to the carrying out of any such plan. In the visions of the night, Yahweh has shown me unoccupied properties in the country suitable for the sanitarium purposes and for sale at a price far below the original cost. Finding suitable places. It was some time before we found these places. First, we secured the Paradise Valley Sanitarium near San Diego. When I was stationed in the Navy at San Diego, I spent a lot of weekends out at the sanitarium in Paradise Valley. And I would have to ride a bus out there from the base, and it was about, I don't know, I guess 20 miles at least from San Diego. And that's where they had an Adventist nursing school, where they trained nurses with drugs, to dispense drugs. And I slept in the old sanitarium building there. That was back in 1956, 57, 58. That's been many years ago, nearly 60 years ago. And Paradise Valley had grown up quite a bit. It had become a city of itself. But the sanitarium is still out away from the city, a few miles yet, in Paradise Valley. But the Adventists had built a big, eight to ten story hospital building there. And the old sanitarium, they tore it down. It had been all right to turn the hospital into a new sanitarium, but it was all medical doctors and drugs and x-rays and all that poison. In an article published in the Review and Herald, April 6, 1905, I wrote, on our way back to the Redlands, as our train passed through miles of orange groves, I thought of the efforts that should be made in this beautiful valley to proclaim the truth for this time. I recognized this section of Southern California as one of the places that had been presented to me with the word that it should have a fully equipped sanitarium. I have such fields as Redlands and Riverside been left almost unworked. As I looked from the car window and saw the trees laden with the fruit, I thought, would not earnest Messiah-like efforts have brought forth just an abundance, a harvest in the spiritual lines in a few years? These towns have been built up and developed, and as I looked upon their beauty and the fertility of the country surrounding them, there rose before me a vision of what the spiritual harvest might have been had earnest Messiah-like efforts been put forth for the salvation of the souls. For Yeshua would have brave, earnest men and women take up his work in these places. The cause of Yahweh is to make more rapid advancement in Southern California than it has in the past. Every year, thousands of people visit Southern California in search of health, and by various methods, we should seek to reach them with the truth. They must hear the warning to prepare for the great day of the Yeshua, which is right upon us. Why have such fields as Redlands and Riverside been left almost unworked? As I looked from the car window and saw the trees laden with the fruit, I thought, would not earnest Messiah-like efforts have brought forth just as abundant a harvest in the spiritual lines? In a few years, these towns have been built up and developed, and as I looked upon their beauty and the fertility of the country surrounding them, there rose before me a vision of what the spiritual harvest might have been had earnest Messiah-like efforts been put forth for the salvation of the soul. I think I read that a second time, but anyway, let's go ahead. For the Yeshua would have brave, earnest men and women to take up his work in these places. The cause of Yahweh is to make more rapid advancement in Southern California than it has in the past. Every year, thousands of people visit Southern California in search of health. Alright, I've already read that, so let's go ahead. We are called upon by Yahweh to present the truth for this time unto those who year by year come to Southern California from all parts of the America. Workers who can speak to the multitudes are to be located where they can meet the people and give them the warning message. Ministers and canvassers should be on the ground and watching their opportunity to present the truth and the whole meeting. Let them be quick to seize opportunities to take place. Truth before those who know it not. Let them give the message with the clearness and power that those who have ears to hear may hear. Let us remember that one most important agency is our medical missionary work. Never are we to lose sight of the great object for which our sanitariums are established, for the advancement of the Yahweh's chosen work in the earth. Noma Linda is to be not only a sanitarium, but an educational center. With the possession of this place comes a weighty responsibility of the making the work of the institution educational in character. A school is to be established here for the training of the Yashpo medical missionary evangelist. Let's reread that last sentence. A school is to be established here for the training of the Yashpo healing missionary evangelist. I'll put that in the place of the word medical. We're going to delete that word from our vocabulary. We may use it, but we're going to show you the alternative and the best word to use. Medical suggests drugs. Medicine, in other words. Doctrines of Ekron. Let's go. The Sabbath is our sanitarium. Testimony for the Church 7:104-109. I have been instructed that our medical institutions are to stand as witness for Yahweh. They are established to relieve the sick and the afflicted, to awaken a spirit of the inquiry, to disseminate light, and to advance reform. These institutions, rightly conducted, will be the means of bringing a knowledge of the reforms essential to prepare a people for the coming of the Yeshua before many that otherwise it would be impossible for us to reach. And that's recorded in the Councils on Health, page 234. Many of the patrons of our medical institutions have high ideas in regard to the presence of Yahweh abiding in the institutions they visit, and they are very susceptible to the spiritual influences that prevail. If all the physicians, nurses, and helpers are walking circumspectly before Yahweh, they have more than human power in dealing with these people, men and women. Every institution whose helpers are consecrated is pervaded by the divine power. and the patrons not only obtain relief from the bodily infirmities, but find a healing balm for their sin-sick souls. That's on Councils on Health, page 234. Let the leaders among our people emphasize the necessity of a strong religious influence being maintained in our medical institutions. For the Yahshua designs that these shall be placed where he will be honored in the word and in the deed. Places where his law will be magnified and the truth of the scriptures made prominent. For the healing missionaries are to do a great work for the Yahweh. They are to be wide awake and vigilant, having on every piece of the believer's armor and fighting manfully. They are to be loyal unto their leader, obeying his commandments, including the one by which they reveal the sign of their order. Now, put healing in the place of medical, and I put believer in the place of Christian. The true believer's armor and fighting manfully. That's on Councils on Health, page 234. The sign of our order. For the observance of the Sabbath is a sign between Yahweh and his people. Let us not be ashamed to bear the sign that distinguishes from the world, as I considered this matter in the night season recently. One of the authority counseled us to study the instruction given unto the Israelites in regard unto the Sabbath. Really, my Sabbath, there's an S on it right there, you shall keep. Okay, so now, that's found in Leviticus 23 and Exodus 31. 12 through 18. The Yahshua declared unto them, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that you may know that I am the Yahweh that does sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath. Therefore, now when it says the Sabbath, it's not only talking about the seventh day Sabbath. It's talking about whatever Sabbath is in order of the year. When the Passover Sabbath comes up, it comes up on the 15th day of the first month every year, according to the laws of Leviticus, and that's a Sabbath. So when that Sabbath comes along, you call it the Sabbath of the Passover. Okay. Throughout their generation for a perpetual covenant, for the Sabbath, S-A-B-B-A-T-H-S, is a sign between me and the children of the Israel forever. Exodus 31, 13 through 17. That's found on Councils on Health, page 235, paragraph 1. For the Sabbath is ever the sign that distinguishes the obedient from the disobedient. With the masterly power Satan has worked for the making null and void the fourth commandment, that the sign of Yahweh may be lost sight of. For the truth believers in the world have trodden underfoot the Sabbath, or it says the Christian world here. So we have to use that word Christian, because that does apply to the apostates. Not to the true believer, though, in the truth. Only Christian would apply to the Gentile world outside of the converted Israelite. For the Christian world have trodden underfoot of the Sabbath of the Yahshua and observe a Sabbath instituted by the enemy. Verily, Elohim has a people who are loyal unto him. His work is to be carried forward in the right line. For the people who bear his sign for the establishing of the congregations and institutions as the memorials unto him. For these memorials, however humble in the appearance, will constantly bear witness against the false Sabbath, Sunday, first day of the week, instituted by the Satan, and in the favor of the true Sabbath instituted by the Yahweh in the Eden, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of Yahweh shouted for the joy. Okay, so Yahshua is called the bright and morning star. Over there, I believe in Peter. Okay, it's on Council on Health, 235. His spirit of the irreverence and churlishness in the observance of the Sabbath is liable to come into our sanitarium upon the men and responsibility of the other responsibility and the healing ministry of the missionary work. Rest the duty of giving instruction unto the physicians, nurses, and helpers in regard unto the sanctity of the Yahweh's holy day, especially should every physician endeavor to seek a right example. Now, physician is a good word, but this word nurses is not. Okay, nurses is a good word, all right enough to identify those that assist the physicians. But anyway, that's the way we identify. But we call it a wicked. There's certainly other better names for that, because nurses allude to the medical, to the medicines, to the drugs, again. And helpers in regard unto the sanctity of Yahweh's holy day. Especially should every physician endeavor to set a right example. For the nature of his duties naturally leads him to feel justified in doing on the Sabbath many things that he should refrain from doing. So far as possible, he should so plan his work that he can lay aside his ordinary duties. Council on Health, 236. The suffering never to be neglected. Other physicians and nurses are called upon during the Sabbath to minister unto the sick, and sometimes it is impossible for them to take time for the rest and for the attending of the devotional services. For the needs of the suffering humanity are never to be neglected. For the Savior, by his example, has shown us that it is right to relieve suffering on the Sabbath, but unnecessary work such as ordinary treatments and operations that can be postponed should be deferred. Let the patients understand that the physicians and helpers should have one day for the rest. Let them understand that the workers fear Yahweh and desire to keep holy the day that he has set apart for his followers to observe as a sign between him and them. Council on Health, page 236. Well, the educators and those being educated in our medical institutions should remember that to keep the Sabbath aright means much to them and unto the patron. In the keeping of the Sabbath, which Yahweh declares shall be kept holy, they give the sign of their order, showing plainly that they are on the Yahweh's side. Council on Health, 236. Free from worldly entanglements. Now and ever we are to stand as a distinct and peculiar people, free from all worldly policy, unembarrassed by the confederating with those who have not risen for the discern of Yahweh's claim so plainly set forth in his law. All of our healing institutions, sanitarium institutions, are established as Seventh-day Adventist institutions for the representing of the various features of the Yahshtel, Y-A-H-S-T-E-L, I'll put Yahweh's name on the front of that word, to make it more appropriate, And it says Gospel Medical Missionary, and I put Gospel Healing Institutional Missionary Work. And thus, for the preparing of the way for the coming of the Yahshua, we are to show that we are seeking to work in the harmony with the heaven. We are to bear witness unto all nations, kindreds, and tongues, and that we are a people who love and fear Yahweh, a people who keep holy His memorial of the creation as a sign between Him and His obedient children, that He sanctifies them. And we are plainly to show our faith in the soon coming of our Savior and the clouds of heaven. Counsels on Health 237. As a people, we have been greatly humiliated by the course that some of our brethren and the responsible positions have taken and the departing from the old landmarks. There are those who, in order to carry out their plans, have their words denied, by their words denied their faith. This shows how little dependence can be placed on human wisdom and human judgment. Now, as never before, we need to see the danger of being led unguardedly away from loyalty unto Yahweh's commandments. We need to realize that Yahweh has given us a decided message of the warning for the world, even as He gave Noah a message of the warning for the antediluvians. Let our people beware of belittling the importance of the Sabbath in order to link up with the unbelievers. Let them beware of the departing from the principles of our faith. Make it appear that it is not wrong to conform to the world. Let them be afraid of the heeding of the counsel of any man, whatever his position may be, who works counter to that which Elohim has wrought in order to keep His people separate from the world. So Yahweh is testing His people to see who will be loyal to the principles of His truth. Our work is to proclaim to the world the first, second, and third angels' messages. In the discharge of our duties, we are never to despise nor to fear our enemies. To bind ourselves up by the contrast that those not of our faith is not the order of Yahweh. We are to treat with the kindness and courtesy those who refuse to be loyal unto Yahweh, but we are never to unite with them in the council regarding the vital interest of His work. Putting our trust in Yahweh, we are to move steadily forward during His work with unselfishness and humble dependence upon Him, committing unto His providence ourselves and all that concerns our present and future holding at the beginning of our confidence firm unto the end, remembering that we receive the blessings of the heaven not because of our worthiness, but because of the Yahshua's worthiness and our acceptance through the faith in Him of the Yahweh's abounding grace. That's CH 238. Called to be a holy people. I pray that my brethren may realize that the third angel's message means much to us, and that the observance of the true Sabbath is to be the sign that distinguishes those who serve Yahweh from those who serve Him not, that those who have become sleepy and indifferent awake. We are called to be holy, and we should carefully avoid giving the impression that it is of little consequence whether or not we retain the peculiar features of our faith. Upon us rests the solemn obligation of taking a more decided stand for the truth and righteousness than we have taken in the past. for the line of the demarcation between those who keep the commandments of Yahweh and those who do not is to be revealed with the unmistakable clarity. We are conscientiously to honor Yahweh, diligently using every means of keeping in covenant relation with Him, that we may receive His blessing, the blessing so essential for the people who are to be so severely tried. To give the impression that our faith, our religion, is not a dominating power in our lives is greatly to dishonor Yahweh. Thus we turn from His commandments, which are our lives, denying that He is our Elohim and that we are His people. CH 238, paragraph 2. Mammoth sanitarium is not a necessity. I have been repeatedly shown that it is not wise to erect mammoth institutions. It is not by the largeness of an institution that the greatest work for the souls is to be accomplished. A mammoth sanitarium requires many workers, and where so many are brought together, it is exceedingly difficult to maintain a high standard of spirituality. In a large institution, it often happens that responsible places are filled by workers who are not spiritual minded, who do not exercise wisdom in dealing with those who, if wisely treated, would be awakened, convicted, and converted. CH 239. Not one quarter of the work has been done in the opening of the scriptures unto the sick that might have been done, and that would have been done in our sanitarium, if the workers had themselves received thorough instruction in the religious line. Where many workers are gathered together in one place, management of a much higher spiritual tone is required than has been maintained in our large sanitarium. Testimony for the Church 7, 102, 103, 1902. CH, page 239. Amusement in our sanitarium. Testimony for the Church, book 4, page 577, 1881. Those who bear the responsibility at the sanitarium should be exceedingly guarded that the amusements shall not be of a character to lower the standard of the Christianity, bringing this institution down upon a level with others and weakening the power of the true righteousness and the minds of those who are connected with it. Worldly or theatrical entertainments are not essential for the prosperity of the sanitarium or for the health of the patient. For the more they have this kind of amusement, the less will be the less will they be pleased, unless something of the kind shall be continually carried on. The mind is in a fever of unrest for something new and exciting, the very thing it ought not to have. And if these amusements are once allowed, they are expected again, and the patients lose their relish for any simple arrangement to occupy the time. Repose rather than excitement is what many of the patients need. As soon as these entertainments are introduced, the objections of theater going are removed from many minds, and the plea that the moral and high tone scenes are to be acted at the theater breaks down the last barrier. Those who would permit this class of amusement at the sanitarium would better be seeking wisdom from Yahweh to lead these poor, hungry, thirsting souls to the fountain of joy and peace and happiness. Okay, it says, when there has been a departure from the right path, it is difficult to return. Barriers have been removed. Safeguards broken down. One step in the wrong direction prepares the way for another. A single glass of wine may open the door of temptation, which will lead to habits of drunkenness. A single vindictive feeling indulged may open the way to a train of feelings, which will end in murder. that each deviation from the right and principle will lead to the separation of Yahweh and may end in apostasy. It takes less time and labor to corrupt our ways before Yahweh than to engraft upon the character habits of the righteousness and truth. Whatever a man becomes accustomed to, be its influence good or evil, he finds it difficult to abandon. CH 340. For the managers of the sanitarium may as well conclude at once that they will never be able to satisfy a class of the mind that can find happiness only in something new and exciting. To many persons this has been for the intellectual diet during their lifetime. They are mental as well as physical dyspeptics. Many are suffering from maladies of the soul far more than from diseases of the body, and they will find no relief until they shall come to Yahshua, the wellspring of life. Complaints of the weariness, loneliness, and dissatisfaction will then cease. Satisfying joys will give vigor to the mind and health and vital energy to the body. The physicians and workers flatter themselves that they are to find a panacea for the varied ills of their patients by the supplying them with a round of amusements. Similar to those which have been the curse of their lives, they will be disappointed. Let not these entertainments be placed in the position which the living fountain should occupy. A hungry, thirsty soul will continue to hunger and thirst as long as it partakes of these unsatisfying pleasures. But those who drink of the living water will thirst no more. For the frivolous, sensual, exciting amusement, for the ennobling principles of the religion will strengthen the mental powers and will destroy a taste for those these gratifications. CH 241. Encourage one another. Review the Herald, August 8, 1907. In the building of our sanctuaries, we must guard carefully, or in the building of our sanitariums, we must guard carefully against any unnecessary extravagance and our outlay of the means. It is our duty to study simplicity, yet there are a few places of the special importance and influence where the better accommodations and more room are needed than for the sanitarium work in other places. The impression that we desire to be left upon the minds of the patients is that out of the truth we teach rather than of the grandeur of the building. CH 242. We have none too many sanitariums. There is in our world a great field for the true healing missionary work. Our sanitariums are to be as light shining amid the moral darkness. In them the sick and suffering are to behold the miracle working power of Yahshua as revealed in the lives of the workers. Let your light so shine before men, says Yahshua, they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Let the lamp of the light from the word of Yahweh shine forth unmistakably. CH 242. Let everything connected with the sanitarium and its surroundings be kept orderly and neat, that the work may stand high in the esteem of the people and may exert constantly an uplifting influence. CH 242. As schools near sanitariums, an educational work should be carried on in the connection with all of our sanitariums. There's a close relation between the work of our schools and our sanitarium. And wherever it is practical, there are decided advantages in having a school in close connection with a sanitarium. There would be in such an arrangement decided advantages to both lines of the work. Council on Health 342. Speak words of encouragement. Let us not discourage one another. Let us take a whole unanimity to make every line of the Yahweh's work a success. If someone comes to you and talks discouragingly about the work in one or another of our institution, telling you that they are extravagant beyond measure, say to them, I am sorry if that is so, but let us help them out if they are in difficulty. If you will speak thus, you may avoid much of the evil that might result were you to withdraw your sympathy, and should you refuse to help those who possibly may have been misrepresented, let us never discourage even those who have done wrong by treating them as if they had committed against us an unpardonable sin. Let us rather encourage them in every way possible, and if we see that they are lifting hard in a worthy enterprise, let us lift with them. CH 243. We need to be instant in prayer. It is our great privilege to hang our helpless souls upon Yahshua Messiah and to rest for our salvation upon His merits. Let us speak words that will elevate and ennoble, and that will make pleasant impressions on the minds of those with whom we converse. Yahweh wants us to be satisfied and to walk in humility of the mind before Him. We are obedient unto His commandments, not a reproach, and fall on us justly. Others may talk about us. They may spread evil reports concerning us, but these reports need not be true. Messiah-like deportment. In our institutions, where many persons of the varied temperaments are brought together, it is necessary that each should cultivate a spirit of the unselfishness. Let no one feel that it is his place to mold others to his individual mind or opinion, while each will manifest an individuality. Yet it should be an individuality that is under the control of the Holy Spirit. If we are kind and Messiah-like, there will be a blending of the hearts and of the interests that will be beneficial unto all alike. CHT 43. Our sanitariums are to be agencies for the imparting unto the sick of the health that is maintained in the happiness and peace of the soul. Every worker is to cooperate with the physician, for by the manifestation of the kindness and tenderness he may bring to the suffering ones a healing balm. 244. Everyone is responsible under Yahweh for the use he makes of his ability. He is responsible for the making of a daily growth in the grace. Let no one feel, even though he may theoretically be established in the present truth, that he makes no mistakes. But if mistakes are made, let them be a readiness to correct them, and let us avoid everything that is likely to create dissension and strife, for there is a heaven before us, and among its inhabitants there will be no strife. CHT 44. We are to live not to elevate ourselves, but that we may, as the Yahweh's little children, do to the very best of our ability the work that He has committed to us. It is our business to give a right impression of others. We are preparing for eternity, for the sanitarium above, where the great physician shall wipe away the tears from every eye, and where the leaves of the tree of the life are for the healing of the nation. Ch. 244. Denominational views not to be urged upon the patients. Testimony of the Church 3, page 166, 167, 1872. So the religion of Yahshua is not to be placed in the background, and its holy principles laid down to meet the approval of any caste, however popular. If the standard of the truth of the holiness is lowered, the design of Yahweh will not then be carried out in this institution. Ch. 245. But our peculiar faith should not be discussed with the patients. Their minds should not be unnecessarily excited upon the subject wherein we differ, unless they themselves desire it, and then great caution should be observed not to agitate the mind by the urging upon them our peculiar faith. The Health Institute, the name of the Battle Creek Sanitarium in its early days, is not the place to be forward to enter into the discussion upon the points of our faith wherein we differ with the religious world generally. Prayer meetings are held at the Institute, in which all may take part if they choose. But there is an abundance to dwell upon in regard to the Bible religion without the touching of the objectionable points of the difference. Silence influence will do more than open controversy. Ch. 245. In the exhortation and the prayer meeting, some Sabbath keepers have felt that they must bring in the Sabbath and the third angel's message, or they could not have freedom. This is characteristic of the narrow mind. Patients not acquainted with our faith do not know what is meant by the third angel's message. So the introduction of these terms without a clear explanation of them does only harm. We must meet the meeting. We must meet the people where they are, and yet we need not sacrifice one principle of the truth. The prayer meeting will prove a blessing unto the patients, helpers, and physicians. Brief and interesting seasons of the prayer and social work will increase the confidence of the patients and the physicians and helpers. The helper should not be deprived of these meetings by work, unless it is positively necessary. They need them and should enjoy them. Ch. 245. By thus establishing regular meetings, the patients gain confidence in the Institute and feel more at home, and thus the way is prepared for the seed of the truth to take root in some hearts. These meetings are especially interesting some who profess to be Christians and make a favorable impression upon those who do not. Mutual confidence is increased in one another, and prejudice is weakened and in many cases entirely removed. And there is an anxiety to attend the Sabbath meeting. There, in the house of Yahweh, is the place to speak our denominational sentiment. Here the minister can dwell with eternity upon the essential points of the present truth, and with the spirit of the Yahshua and the love and tenderness, urge home upon all the necessity of obedience unto all the requirements of Yahweh, and let the truth convict the hearts. Ch. 246. For all sects and classes, we are to invite everyone, the high and the low, the rich and the poor, all sects and classes, to share in the benefits of our healing institutions. For we receive into our institutions people of all denominations. But as for ourselves, we are strictly denominational. We are sacredly denominated by the Elohim and are under his theocracy. but we are not unwisely to press upon anyone the peculiar points of our faith. Testimony for the Church, 7-109-1902. CH-246. Medical treatment, right living, and prayer. I thought the reason why Yahweh did not hear the prayers of the servants for the sick among us more fully, was that he could not be glorified in so doing, while they were violating the laws of the health, and also saw that he designed the health reform and health institute to prepare the way for the prayer of the faith to be fully answered. Faith and good work should go hand in hand in the relieving of the afflicted among us and in the fitting them to glorify Yahweh here and to be saved at the coming of Yahshua. For Yahweh forbid that these afflicted ones should ever be disappointed and grieved in the finding the managers of the institute working only from a worldly standpoint, instead of adding unto the hygienic practice the blessings and virtues of the nursing fathers and mothers in Israel. CH-247. Let no one obtain the idea that the institute is a place for them to come to be raised up by the prayer of faith. This is the place to find relief from the disease by the treatment and right habits of the living, and to learn how to avoid sickness. But if there is one place under the heavens more than another where soothing, sympathizing prayer should be offered by men and women of the devotion faith, it is at such an institute. Those who treat the sick should move forward in their important work with a strong reliance upon Yahweh for his blessing, for the attending of the man which he has graciously provided and for which he has in his mercy called our attention as a people, such as pure air, cleanliness, healthful diet, proper periods of the labor and repose, and the use of water. It should have no selfish interest outside of this important and solemn work. Testimony for the Church, Volume 1, page 561, 1865. And that's in CH, Councils on Health, page 247, paragraph 2. And this brings us to the end of our study for this hour. You can contact us at the 11th hour call, and that's number 11, click on our audio archive. We're going to close this service now with a song. I lead you to the rock that is higher than I, by Elijah Davis, a song that I've written. I lead me to the rock that is higher than I, I'll forever be. And to the sound of everyone who thinks he's sitting free. Oh, the life in this world I have to live to try to step in stone. For the greater heights I have to attain, better down alone. Lead me to the rock, oh, lead me to the rock, lead me to the rock that's higher than mine. Lead me to the place of the Savior's feet, lead me to the natural sky. Descended out of the one, freed from the time rolls on, make sure as it goes about the moon and the gallows. I say it's a butter and two, the fine, make it like this too. Leave it to the rock that is higher than the sky, leave it to the sun that never runs dry, leave it in the past by the river of the light, leave it to the glasses of the sky.
Oh yes, lead me to those mansions in the sky.